The electrification of Kauai began in 1905 with the construction of a 2.4-megawatt hydroelectric plant. Sugar plantations got further into the electric business by burning bagasse, the plant material byproduct of sugar production. As Kauai grew, bagasse and four more small hydroelectric plants had to be supplemented by importing fossil fuels to burn for power. When sugar production ended in the 1990s, more fossil fuels were needed. The Kauai Island Utility Cooperative's effort to increase renewable energy started in 2009. Wind power was ruled out because of the danger to Kauai's rare bird population, but solar seemed ideal. Tax incentives led to more than 1,200 rooftop solar systems by 2012. Later, KIUC constructed three large solar sites, generating a total of 30 megawatts. In 2016, a biomass system producing 7 megawatts came online. It burns wood chips from locally grown trees and invasive species. Very low polluting, the majority of residue is a non-toxic ash that is used to fertilize the next crop of trees. KIUC spokesperson Beth Tokioka says that today, 42% of Kauai's energy production comes from renewable sources, 7.7% from hydro, 11.4% from biomass, and the rest from solar. And the conversion has been relatively fast. As recently as 2011, more than 90% of the island's electricity came from fossil fuels. Today, on a sunny day, the utility can reach 97% renewable output. KIUC's push toward renewable electricity has been so successful that their original goal of 50% by 2023 has been pushed up to 70% by 2030. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Scott Jarman on Kauai.